Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So as we start going into main story time, it's always a good time to sit back, relax, and talk about some of the things that are going on inside of this world. And it's important to start having some of these conversations on what do you think is most important inside of your organization. Yeah, I ask you what's most important because you get to see it from a different point of view than what most people get to see it. And as I sit back and talk about this for a moment, I look at it from the format like this. If you have the opportunity to change the culture inside of the organization, and I sure as shit did not say the safety culture, I said the culture inside of your organization, what exactly are you willing to do? What exactly are you willing to do to make sure that that culture shift occurs? And here's where we always tend to get hung up with some of these things. People want to help change the culture inside of the workplace, but there are some of us out there that would like the recognition of changing the culture within the organization. I know some people are not going to like me saying that. That's perfectly fine. But I look at it from the perspective of this. That portion right there can be the thing that puts the kink inside of the whole system. And here's why I say that. If name recognition for you supersedes the actual cultural change within the organization, that is going to be hard times for most people. That's going to be hard times because all of a sudden, what you're looking for is becomes the validation that you change the culture. Your big emphasis is not the cultural change all of a sudden. It becomes that whole conversation of, I want to be recognized as the person of doing so. And here's what we run into issue-wise with some of the cultural changes that people go out there and try to do. It's not that they want the culture to change. They want to be recognized for changing the culture, which is a different aspect about that. So a long time ago, I was talking to someone that has become a close friend of mine, and she was telling me that as long as you are willing to not be the person that is recognized and you are putting the change in the organization as the primary thing, as the thing that has the most importance, then all of a sudden things will change for you. Things will go differently because here's where you'll have the opportunity to do that. You might not see right now at this particular moment. You might be able to look at it and go, here's what we're going to do. We are going to take this and I am going to find someone who can spearhead this thing that has influence within the organization and bring this information forward and be able to change the culture. Change where there will be a management of change that takes place as people will actually take a look at what this person is saying. And that's where we can learn something differently, opposed to it just being one of those aspects where we sit there and go, we have to be known for being the person that changed everything. I know it gets strange when we start talking about it, but I look at it from the perspective as this. If you want change to occur, you have to be able to sacrifice certain things. I'm not talking about people, so don't take that the wrong way. But you have to be willing to sacrifice certain things as for the greater good of the organization. And sometimes by doing so, you don't have to be the person that is recognized for changing the culture. I'll give you the example of this. How many times have you had an idea and you've shared detailed information with people in regards of what needs to be done, and then all of a sudden that idea is used from someone else and you're never credited? Yeah, does it suck? Let's not lie. Yes, the feeling sucks in regards of that. But also at the same time too, when you take a look at it, you know that the greater, bigger picture will move forward because of that. So look at it from the perspective of what's the most important aspect overall for you. Is it the change in the culture, or is it the name recognition of you being the person that caused the change to happen?
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.